This is a video that I didn't want to make, but unfortunately I have to, because the most common messages that I get by far come from victims of sextortion. Most of these victims are young men who think that they're talking to pretty girls online, but those pretty girls are actually scammers who trick them into sending explicit photos of themselves. And once the scammers have those photos, they reveal their true intentions. Pay up, or everyone you know will see them. These victims then go into panic mode. Most of them end up sending money, but that never settles it, because if the scammer realizes that you have money, they'll just keep asking for more. So the victims then turn to their parents. I'm just kidding, they never do that. They come to the stranger on YouTube for help. And this has gotten to the point where I physically cannot respond to all these daily emails. And so I'm making this video to walk you through exactly what to do if you found yourself in this situation. And then I'm going to show you what not to do and call out some of the groups that will try to take advantage of you. But first, let me tell you a quick story about how I got involved in all of this. It was about 4 years ago when I got a message from a guy whose friend woke up one morning and purposely walked in front of a passenger train. It killed him instantly and left his friends and his family devastated. I want to honor his memory by sharing his story, but out of respect for his privacy, I'm going to call him Chris. None of Chris's loved ones saw this coming. What made it even more confusing was that his phone was nowhere to be found. There were probably answers on that phone, but it seemed that Chris didn't want anybody to find them. For all we know, that phone is sitting at the bottom of some lake. But Chris's Instagram account left some clues, and on one of his posts, I noticed a comment from a girl named Emma threatening to ruin his life over a video. That same comment appeared on every single post. And that's when I knew what was happening. Chris was being blackmailed, and those threats about this video became just too much. Eventually, they led him to the train tracks. This was my first introduction to sextortion, and it left me incredibly shaken, knowing that a scammer had basically tortured a young man to death through his phone. And sadly, he's not been the only one to suffer this fate. Not even close. So this is why I make sextortion videos every year, and this is why I spend literally hours every single week talking with victims going through this.
How many victims have reached out to you?
200 plus. More than that.
Many of them panicked, afraid there's no way out and desperate for someone to talk to when they're too ashamed to speak to a family member or friend.
I hate this scam and what it does to people. And if you're going through this, here's what I tell everybody that I talk to. Are you ready? Block that piece of... You heard me. Block them right now before you watch another minute of this video. I know that they told you not to, and I know that they're acting tough, but do it anyway. You have nothing to say to them that will help you in this situation. I know that they say that they're going to release the photos if you do that, but these guys suck at playing poker, and they're going to fold. So call their bluff and block them right now. Now that you've blocked them, here's what's going to happen next. They're going to start texting you again from a different number, and they'll be even angrier this time. And you'll probably notice that their real number has a foreign area code, which tells you who's really behind this. Someone in Nigeria or the Philippines. Most likely a dumb teenager with nothing better to do. But you're not gonna let this little punk ruin your life. You're gonna do exactly what I told you and block them. Do not say another word. And they might keep reaching out to you, but you're just gonna keep blocking over and over for as long as it takes. They're eventually gonna run out of numbers to reach you on. Trust me, the last thing that they wanna do is send those pictures to your friends and family, because the minute they do, it's over for them. They get no money. They need you to be their hostage, and if they smell fear, they'll exploit it. So make them think that you don't care. If you run into a mountain lion in the woods, you're not gonna outrun it. You need to stand tall. Lift your arms up or grab a branch. Shout. Make yourself look enormous, because predators back off when you take away the easy win. Also, you make it harder for them to do anything when you block them, because your profile isn't visible to people that you block. And that makes it impossible for them to view your friends. Even if they've already taken a screenshot of your friends, they're gonna have to manually go through each one person at a time and hope that their DMs are even open.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You should also delete your social media, or at least change your profile name, your picture, and anything that will make it easy for them to find you again. These losers are lazy, so don't make their job easier. Now, I've also seen scammers try to find victim information through people search sites, and this is terrifying because sometimes these sites might reveal where you live, where you work, and even who you're related to. And they will use this against you. Get yourself off these sites as fast as you can. This video is sponsored by Incogni, who's always been a great partner of this channel. And Incogni has an automated system that sends requests to all covered data brokers who may have your personal information to ensure that none of your records are left on their databases. Your info ends up on these databases when data brokers scrape public records, buy info from apps that you've used, or piece together details from online forums and social media. They may have built an entire profile about you that they're selling, and that's why you need a service like Incogni. It's not a one-time thing. It sends out fresh waves of removal requests regularly to ensure your digital privacy remains private. And getting started is super easy. You just sign up, give them your permission to act on your behalf, and they handle the rest. You can even do these custom removals where if a site is spamming you, you can ask Incogni to go after them specifically. So if you want to take back your privacy and make it a lot harder for scammers to find you before something like this happens, go to incogni.com/pleasantgreen or enter the code pleasantgreen to get 60% off a subscription plan. For more information, check out the description or the pinned comment below. Now, let me tell you what you should not do. You should not pay a company or an individual that claims they can get these photos deleted. In fact, you'll probably see people in the comments of this video saying they can help you. Ignore them. I've had several victims tell me about a company called Digital Forensics, who claims they can prevent the release of private images or information. And as someone who's engaged with plenty of these scammers before, I gotta wonder, what on earth do they think that they're gonna do? Ask nicely?
Maybe.
Well, let's watch a video on their YouTube channel and find out their process.
And now we have an update to our continuing reports on the growing crime of sextortion.
Okay, time out. Do you recognize this news anchor? Well, you might if you saw an ad for Property Cash-In or Uncle Phil's Tax Advice.
Put time on your side. Call Ask Uncle Phil's Tax Advice now.
The dude's a paid actor. He's not a news anchor. But let's hear what he has to say about this new company.
A company called Digital Forensics Corporation has developed a new process they call IP to Location ID. Online communications always leave some sort of trail, and these experts can follow that trail.
So you're going to get these scammers to click a link which will get their location, and then you're going to send a SWAT team after them?
In the latest success story, authorities in the Ivory Coast arrested 7 people in a sextortion ring that allegedly targeted victims in the United States, Great Britain, and Germany.
By the way, this isn't the Ivory Coast. It's a home in Evansville, Indiana. This happened in 2012 and it has nothing to do with sextortion. But let's talk more about this trackable ID software they claim to use. And I'll tell you exactly how they sell it, because I have right here a copy of their script that their agents use when you call them. A former employee uploaded it to Reddit. When you call them looking for help, their agents say, "Our company has a two-phase process. In phase one, we attempt to track the criminals using a proprietary tracking link to find out where they are located, what devices they are using, and the serial number of their browser." Browsers don't have serial numbers, you cyber geniuses. But the script goes on to say, "We call it our gotcha report." Oh, well, congratulations, guys. You got an IP address, something that I do and teach in every single one of my videos. What are you going to do with that IP address? Send your SWAT team to a city of 17 million people and try to find them? No, it's just meant to scare them because they know they've been trapped. They then say the vast majority of these criminals choose to leave our clients alone and move on to the next victim. Yeah, because the scammer realizes they're not going to get any money, so they just give up. You know how else you can do that? By blocking them.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys seriously want to charge you $1,500 to $20,000 for these services. And IP addresses are only going to give you a general location. I do this regularly, and I even get pictures of them. But the only successful arrests have been done through law enforcement officials and serving warrants to social media platforms. But these guys will tell you that law enforcement is just too busy, so you might as well go through them.
It's important to recognize that local law enforcement often lacks the tools to combat this type of crime.
Did you know that there's like 100 complaints on the Better Business Bureau from victims claiming that this company uses predatory sales tactics to sell their services? And if you don't believe those reviews, listen to what they train their agents to say. What about in your personal life? Friends or family? Do you have children that may be affected? Ask more probing questions based on what the client has already told you, especially if they give you info that their marriage might be on the rocks, if infidelity has been an issue before, or if they have young kids that would mean a custody battle. Are you freaking kidding me? These guys' business model is simply to make you afraid. USA Today even did a story on this company interviewing former employees and victims who opened up about these tactics. It stated, "Cybersecurity experts say blocking and ignoring scammers is the best thing to do, and that getting back in touch pretending to send money could anger them." Exactly! You want to play games with these scammers and risk pissing them off? The only reason that they tell you not to block them is because they lose a business opportunity. I actually called them up myself as a victim to see what they would say.
Are you comfortable with any of the financial aspects? Is there a service you think is a better fit for you?
I've been looking online and it seems like law enforcement and people say that the best thing to do is just block them. Maybe I'll just try blocking them.
Yeah, you just don't know how long that's going to last for. You know, once you block them, they're still going to keep coming. They gather so much information just with your number that they'll keep coming at you in one way or another. Or they'll go after the people that they already have the information as well.
I'm afraid that if you guys get in there and start talking to them, that maybe that'll anger them and maybe they'll do something. And I think maybe the best option is just to block them.
No, sir, you have it totally incorrect. By us getting in there, we pressure them.
Who's pressuring who, guys? Groups like this do nothing that you can't do yourself. You don't need to get scammed twice. Listen to the experts who warn you to not use for-profit companies. Law enforcement and nonprofit agencies will provide assistance for free. Sadly, there's just no silver bullet to getting your pictures deleted. Nobody's going to track down their hard drives, and these cease and desist letters from these for-profit companies aren't even legally enforceable in third world countries. I'm sorry, but the best advice is just to block and move on. I talked to some kids who still have trouble going to sleep at night, even though this happened months ago. Some of them say things like, "How long do I need to wait? I can't do this anymore. I can't be happy. I can't smile." If this is you, what you're experiencing is called trauma. You're a victim of sexual abuse, and you need to talk to someone other than me. You need to go outside. You need to go find a community or a cause that's bigger than you. You need to surround yourself with really good people. Maybe that's through church or through a sports team. The best way to get revenge on these guys is to go live a really good life. Every time I talk to someone going through this, which I do a lot, I think about Chris. To this day, nobody knows what kind of video he made. If only he knew what you know, he could have moved on and he could have led a long, happy life. But because of him, because of the path that he put me on, we've been able to help hundreds of other young men get through one of the hardest moments of their life. And one day, I'm going to thank him for that. Well, I appreciate you for watching this video and I hope it helped. And one more thing, don't ever take pictures of your junk ever again.